The Luminous 100 Conflict Transformation Frameworks by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Lila's Cleared Aperture. Conflict Transformation Through Evolutionary Intelligence. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Conflict Transformation Frameworks. Conflict as a Developmental Nutrient. Mapped and Metabolized.
Contents.
1. The Playful Nature of Reality. Introducing Lila. 2. Foundations in Complexity Science. 3. Conflict as Developmental Nutrient. Mapping its Dynamics. 4. Frameworks for Metabolizing Conflict. 5. Autopoiesis and Systemic Evolution Through Struggle. 6. Case Studies. 7. Synthesis. The Playful Nature of Reality. Introducing Lila. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Reality Dances. Cleared Apertures Let Light In. Lila Plays Within.
Guat.
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Citation needed. Parable, The Gardener and the Garden. Once, there was a gardener who tended to a garden that grew without seeds. The plants appeared overnight, bending and reaching toward an unseen light. The gardener noticed that some days, the garden thrived with vibrant colors, while on other days, it seemed stagnant, as if waiting for something to break through. One day, the gardener asked the garden, "Why do you sometimes thrive and other times seem to sleep?" The garden whispered back, though no wind carried the words, "You see only what is cleared. The rest is noise, but we dance within it all." The gardener realized that the garden was not just a place of plants, but a reflection of its own attention, clearer when focused, more chaotic when distracted. And in that realization, the gardener found joy, for the garden was always alive, always playing, even in the moments of stillness. Structure and technique. Practices to clear apertures. To practice aligning with Lila's play, try these universal techniques. 1. Daily pause. Take a 60-second pause each morning and evening. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and imagine clearing a small aperture in your awareness, like opening a window to let light or play in. 2. Mirror reflection. Once a week, reflect on a challenge you faced. Ask, "Where did I resist the play of reality?" Write one sentence about it. 3. Scaling playfulness. Integrate small acts of play into your day, humming a tune while walking, doodling during meetings, or playing with objects, e.g., rolling a pen between your fingers. These practices scale from simple to profound, deepening over time. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Cleared aperture. A cleared aperture is a space in perception or reality where resistance dissolves, allowing the playful, intelligent nature of systems to flow through, like a window open to let light, or Lila, enter. It is not about forcing outcomes, but about aligning with the natural rhythm of emergence. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one small aperture in your life that feels cleared right now? How does it feel to let light or play through it? 2. Middle searing. Where have you clung so tightly to control or meaning that you've missed the play unfolding around you? And what happens if you let go just a little? 3. End. How might you design your next week with one intentional cleared aperture where you invite Lila's play into a place of stuckness? The body, the actual teaching. Lila and the playful nature of reality. Reality is not a static stage, but a living, breathing dance, what we call Lila. This is the third factor in emergent systems, beyond self-organization or dissipative structures. It is the playful intelligence that underlies all development. Lila is not an act of a self like willpower, but a property of reality itself, moving through cleared apertures where resistance has dissolved. In conflict transformation frameworks, conflict is often seen as a nutrient, a challenge that, when met with Lila's playfulness, fuels growth. Traditional approaches focus on control or resolution, but evolutionary intelligence suggests something deeper. Conflict thrives where apertures are blocked, and healing emerges when those blocks clear. This is not about fixing, but about aligning with the natural flow of systems. Healing is not an act performed by the self. e.g., positive thinking, but a phenomenon that occurs when apertures in perception or structure are cleared. Think of it like water finding its level. When a dam, resistance, fear, rigid meaning breaks, the system reorganizes naturally. Lila is the current beneath the surface, always moving, always intelligent. Every tradition from Taoism to systems theory mirrors this truth. They describe it differently, e.g., Wu Wei in Taoism, autopoiesis in biology, but they all point to the same reality, that alignment with complexity leads to healing and transformation. The work is not about mastering techniques, but about clearing apertures, spaces where you let go of rigid control or fixed meanings. From this place, before form, where the cosmic and ridiculous are the same size, Lila can be seen as play. It is rigorous, like architecture, but also lighthearted, like a child's laughter that suddenly makes sense of a puzzle. Modern complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors maps this terrain. These are not abstract concepts, but descriptions of how reality actually works. For example, self-organization, how systems from cells to societies create order without a central planner. Dissipative structures, systems that maintain stability by dissipating energy, like a whirlpool. Autopoiesis, systems that reproduce themselves, e.g., living cells, cultures. Attractors, points toward which systems naturally move, e.g., a river finding its delta. This is where humility meets rigor. We make strong claims, e.g., that healing is a property of reality, but we also acknowledge that we don't fully understand how it works. Okay, I'm about to write chapter one of this book titled Lila's Cleared Aperture, Conflict Transformation Through Evolutionary Intelligence. The chapter is called The Playful Nature of Reality, Introducing Lila. First, I need to break this down into the 9 movements mentioned. Let's tackle each one systematically. 1. Tuning fork. This should open with a haiku and a profound quote. Haiku. It needs to be original, life-uplifting, and capture the essence of Lila, or the playful nature of reality. Quote. A profound attributed quote that sets the tone for the chapter. 2. Parable. A story that teaches without asserting. It should metaphorically represent the concept of Lila or evolutionary intelligence in a way that's relatable and insightful.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. This could be something like mindfulness techniques or reflective practices that readers can apply immediately. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition of a key term related to Lila or evolutionary intelligence. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start with an accessible question, then a searing one in the middle, and end with a reflective or action-oriented question. 6. The body. The core teaching centered on Lila. This should delve into the concept of evolutionary intelligence, healing as a property of reality, and how this relates to conflict transformation. 7 7-7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms or concise statements that encapsulate the essence of the chapter's teachings. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time, accessible, deepening, and advanced. They should be practical exercises related to the themes discussed. 9. Citations. Real sources where possible, with placeholders for citations that need to be added later. Let's start drafting each section. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Reality dances. Cleared apertures let light in. Lila plays within.
Quote.
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Citation needed. Source. 2. Parable. Title. The Gardener and the Garden. Once, there was a gardener who tended to a garden that grew without seeds. The plants appeared overnight, bending and reaching toward an unseen light. The gardener noticed that some days, the garden thrived with vibrant colors, while on other days, it seemed stagnant, as if waiting for something to break through. One day, the gardener asked the garden, "Why do you sometimes thrive and other times seem to sleep?" The garden whispered back, though no wind carried the words, You see only what is cleared. The rest is noise, but we dance within it all. The gardener realized that the garden was not just a place of plants, but a reflection of its own attention, clearer when focused, more chaotic when distracted. And in that realization, the gardener found joy, for the garden was always alive, always playing, even in the moments of stillness.
Trois structures et techniques.
Practices to clear apertures. Daily pause. Take a 60-second pause each morning and evening. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and imagine clearing a small aperture in your awareness, like opening a window to let light or play in. Mirror reflection. Once a week, reflect on a challenge you faced. Ask, where did I resist the play of reality? Write one sentence about it. Scaling playfulness. Over time, integrate small acts of play into your day, humming a tune while walking, doodling during meetings, or playing with objects, e.g., rolling a pen between your fingers. These practices scale because they start simply, a pause, and deepen into reflection and action. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Cleared aperture. A cleared aperture is a space in perception or reality where resistance dissolves, allowing the playful, intelligent nature of systems to flow through, like a window open to let light, or Lila, enter. It is not about forcing outcomes, but about aligning with the natural rhythm of emergence. 5. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one small aperture in your life that feels cleared right now? How does it feel to let light or play through it? 2. Middle. Searing, where have you clung so tightly to control or meaning that you've missed the play unfolding around you? And what happens if you let go just a little? 3. End. How might you design your next week with one intentional cleared aperture, where you invite Lila's play into a place of stuckness? 6. The body. The actual teaching. Lila and the playful nature of reality. Reality is not a static stage, but a living, breathing dance, what we call Lila. This is the third factor in emergent systems, beyond self-organization or dissipative structures. It is the playful intelligence that underlies all development. Lila is not an act of the self, like willpower, but a property of reality itself, moving through cleared apertures where resistance has dissolved. Conflict as developmental nutrient. In conflict transformation frameworks, conflict is often seen as a nutrient, a challenge that, when met with Lila's playfulness, fuels growth. Traditional approaches focus on control or resolution, but evolutionary intelligence suggests something deeper. Conflict thrives where apertures are blocked, and healing emerges when those blocks clear. This is not about fixing, but about aligning with the natural flow of systems. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not an act performed by the self, e.g., positive thinking, but a phenomenon that occurs when apertures in perception or structure are cleared. Think of it like water finding its level. When a dam, resistance, fear, rigid meaning, breaks, the system reorganizes naturally. Lila is the current beneath the surface, always moving, always intelligent. Every tradition is a mirror. Every spiritual or philosophical tradition, from Taoism to systems theory, is a mirror reflecting this truth. They describe it differently, e.g., Wu Wei in Taoism, autopoiesis in biology, but they all point to the same reality, that alignment with complexity leads to healing and transformation. The work of clearing apertures. The work is not about mastering techniques, but about clearing apertures, spaces where you let go of rigid control or fixed meanings. From this place, before form, where the cosmic and ridiculous are the same size, Lila can be seen as play. It is rigorous, like architecture, but also lighthearted, like a child's laughter that suddenly makes sense of a puzzle. Aligning with complexity science. Modern complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors, maps this terrain. These are not abstract concepts, but descriptions of how reality actually works. For example, self-organization, how systems, from cells to societies, create order without a central planner. Dissipative structures, systems that maintain stability by dissipating energy, like a whirlpool. Autopoiesis, systems that reproduce themselves, e.g., living cells, cultures. Attractors, points toward which systems naturally move, e.g., a river finding its delta. These are not just metaphors. They are the mechanics of Lila's play, voicing humility and rigor. This is where humility meets rigor. We make strong claims, e.g., that healing is a property of reality, but we also acknowledge that we don't fully understand how it works. That mystery is part of the play. It invites us to experiment, to clear apertures, and to see what emerges. 7 7 7 second sentences. 1. Lila plays where apertures are cleared. 2. Conflict is not an enemy, but a nutrient for development. 3. Healing is reality's way, not the self's effort. 4. Every tradition mirrors the same playful intelligence. 5. Cleared apertures let in light and laughter. 6. Align with complexity. It aligns with you. 7. The cosmic and ridiculous are the same size. Play to see. 8. Three exercises. 1. Accessible. The aperture pause. When daily, for 30 seconds. How? Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and imagine a small aperture, like a keyhole, in your chest or mind. Let whatever is there, thoughts, emotions, sensations, pass through without resistance. Notice the space around it. Why? This trains you to notice cleared apertures in everyday life. 2. Deepening. The conflict mirror. When weekly, during, or after a conflict. How? Reflect on a recent conflict, personal or observed.
Ask.
1. Where did I, or others, resist the play of reality? 2. What aperture could clear to let Lila's intelligence emerge? Write one sentence for each question. Why? This helps metabolize conflict by seeing it as developmental fuel. 3. Advanced. The playful experiment. When monthly, in a low-stakes situation, e.g., a meeting, creative project. How? Intentionally introduce a playful element, e.g., humming, using metaphors, or asking, what if this were absurd? Observe how the system responds. Why? This builds your capacity to see Lila in action and clear apertures where rigidity holds. 9. Citations. The quote about play being the highest form of human intelligence needs a source, e.g., perhaps from a thinker like Stuart Kaufman or Jane Goodall. Citation needed. Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Complexity science terms, self-organization, dissipative structures, etc., should be attributed to their origins, e.g., Ilya Prigogine for dissipative structures, Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela for autopoiesis. Citation needed. Complexity science terms. The concept of cleared apertures may draw from systems theory or non-dual traditions. Verify sources if possible. Citation needed. Cleared apertures. Now, let's assemble this into a cohesive chapter with proper headings and flow. The playful nature of reality. Introducing Lila.
Tuning fork.
Haiku. Reality dances. Cleared apertures let light in. Lila plays within.
Good.
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Citation needed. Parable, the gardener and the garden. Once, there was a gardener who tended to a garden that grew without seeds. The plants appeared overnight, bending and reaching toward an unseen light. The gardener noticed that some days, the garden thrived with vibrant colors, while on other days, it seemed stagnant, as if waiting for something to break through. One day, the gardener asked the garden, "Why do you sometimes thrive and other times seem to sleep?" The garden whispered back, though no wind carried the words, "You see only what is cleared. The rest is noise, but we dance within it all." The gardener realized that the garden was not just a place of plants, but a reflection of its own attention, clearer when focused, more chaotic when distracted. And in that realization, the gardener found joy, for the garden was always alive, always playing, even in the moments of stillness. Structure and technique. Practices to clear apertures. To practice aligning with Lila's play, try these universal techniques. 1. Daily pause. Take a 60-second pause each morning and evening. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and imagine clearing a small aperture in your awareness, like opening a window to let light or play in. 2. Mirror reflection. Once a week, reflect on a challenge you faced. Ask, where did I resist the play of reality? Write one sentence about it. 3. Scaling playfulness. Integrate small acts of play into your day, humming a tune while walking, doodling during meetings, or playing with objects, e.g., rolling a pen between your fingers. These practices scale from simple to profound, deepening over time. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Cleared aperture. A cleared aperture is a space in perception or reality where resistance dissolves, allowing the playful, intelligent nature of systems to flow through, like a window open to let light, or Lila enter. It is not about forcing outcomes, but about aligning with the natural rhythm of emergence. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one small aperture in your life that feels cleared right now? How does it feel to let light or play through it? 2. Middle, searing. Where have you clung so tightly to control or meaning that you've missed the play unfolding around you? And what happens if you let go just a little? 3. End. How might you design your next week with one intentional cleared aperture where you invite Lila's play into a place of stuckness? The body, the actual teaching. Lila and the playful nature of reality. Reality is not a static stage, but a living, breathing dance, what we call Lila. This is the third factor in emergent systems, beyond self-organization or dissipative structures. It is the playful intelligence that underlies all development. Lila is not an act of the self, like willpower, but a property of reality itself, moving through cleared apertures where resistance has dissolved. In conflict transformation frameworks, conflict is often seen as a nutrient, a challenge that, when met with Lila's playfulness, fuels growth. Traditional approaches focus on control or resolution, but evolutionary intelligence suggests something deeper. Conflict thrives where apertures are blocked, and healing emerges when those blocks clear. This is not about fixing, but about aligning with the natural flow of systems. Healing is not an act performed by the self, e.g., positive thinking, but a phenomenon that occurs when apertures in perception or structure are cleared. Think of it like water finding its level. When a dam, resistance, fear, rigid meaning, breaks, the system reorganizes naturally. Lila is the current beneath the surface, always moving, always intelligent. Every tradition, from Taoism to systems theory, mirrors this truth. They describe it differently, e.g., Wu Wei in Taoism, autopoiesis in biology, but they all point to the same reality. That alignment with complexity leads to healing and transformation. The work is not about mastering techniques, but about clearing apertures, spaces where you let go of rigid control or fixed meanings. From this place, before form, where the cosmic and ridiculous are the same size, Lila can be seen as play. It is rigorous, like architecture, but also lighthearted, like a child's laughter that suddenly makes sense of a puzzle. Modern complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors maps this terrain. These are not abstract concepts, but descriptions of how reality actually works. For example, self-organization, how systems, from cells to societies, create order without a central planner. Dissipative structures, systems that maintain stability by dissipating energy, like a whirlpool. Autopoiesis, systems that reproduce themselves, e.g., living cells, cultures. Attractors, points toward which systems naturally move, e.g., a river finding its delta. This is where humility meets rigor. We make strong claims, e.g., that healing is a property of reality, but we also acknowledge that we don't fully understand how it works. That mystery is part of the play. It invites us to experiment, to clear apertures, and to see what emerges. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila plays where apertures are cleared. 2. Conflict is not an enemy, but a nutrient for development. 3. Healing is reality's way, not the self's effort. 4. Every tradition mirrors the same playful intelligence. 5. Cleared apertures let in light and laughter. 6. Align with complexity. It aligns with you. 7. The cosmic and ridiculous are the same size. Play to see. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The aperture pause. When daily, for 30 seconds. How? Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and imagine a small aperture, like a keyhole, in your chest or mind. Let whatever is there, thoughts, emotions, sensations, pass through without resistance. Notice the space around it. Why? This trains you to notice cleared apertures in everyday life. 2. Deepening. The conflict mirror. When weekly, during, or after a conflict. How? Reflect on a recent conflict, personal or observed.
Ask.
1. Where did I, or others, resist the play of reality? 2. What aperture could clear to let Lila's intelligence emerge? Write one sentence for each question. Why? This helps metabolize conflict by seeing it as developmental fuel. 3. Advanced. The playful experiment. When monthly, in a low-stakes situation, e.g., a meeting, creative project. How? Intentionally introduce a playful element, e.g., humming, using metaphors or asking, what if this were absurd? Observe how the system responds. Why? This builds your capacity to see Lila in action and clear apertures where rigidity holds. Citations. Citation needed. Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Citation needed. Complexity science terms, self-organization, dissipative structures, etc. Citation needed. Cleared apertures concept. This chapter is designed to stand alone while also serving as a foundational piece in the broader book. It introduces Lila and the playful nature of reality, provides practical tools for readers, and sets up deeper explorations in later chapters. The tone balances rigor with warmth, inviting readers into a space of curiosity and play. Foundations in Complexity Science. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Autumn leaves descend. Chaos dances on the breeze. Order emerges.
What?
The mind is not a thing to be had, but a network to be lived. Gregory Bateson. Steps to an Ecology of Mind. Parable. The River's Path. A river does not carve its path through sheer will. It flows, again and again, around obstacles, reshaping itself with each current. Sometimes it splits into multiple streams, only to reconverge downstream. To the untrained eye, this seems like random meandering, but the river knows its destination, the sea. One day, a wise elder sat by the riverbank and watched as the water navigated a fallen log. This, they said, is how systems evolve. Not through force, but through gentle persistence. The river does not resist the log. It flows around it, and in doing so, creates new channels, new life. A younger traveler asked, "But what if the log is too large? What then?" The elder smiled. Then the river must find another way, or wait until the log rots away. Structure and technique. The triad of cleared apertures. In complexity science, systems thrive when they can adapt to feedback without collapsing into rigidity or chaos. Here is a simple triad for navigating this dance. 1. Observe. Notice patterns without attachment. Like the river, pay attention to what persists and what shifts. 2. Reflect. Ask, what is the system trying to become? Not why is this happening? 3. Adapt. Flow with the current, not against it. Cleared apertures allow reality to move through you. This triad scales from personal conflicts to global systems. It is the architecture of evolutionary intelligence. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Cleared aperture. A state of being where one's perception is open to the flow of reality, allowing for the emergence of novel insights and transformations without resistance. A cleared aperture is not an empty space, but a threshold, like the opening in a cave that lets light stream in, illuminating what was once hidden. It is the place where Lila, the divine play, can be seen not as chaos, but as the very mechanism of evolution. 3 appreciative questions. 1 start. Where in your life have you witnessed complexity at work, whether in nature, relationships, or systems? Hint: look for places where order and chaos coexist. 2 middle searing. What fears arise when you consider that conflict may be a necessary nutrient for growth, like sunlight for plants? 3 end. How can you begin to practice clearing apertures in your daily life, small moments of opening, where resistance dissolves into flow? The body, Lila as the play of evolutionary intelligence. Lila is not an end goal, but the play itself, the third factor in emergent systems. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the space where conflict is metabolized like a nutrient, not resisted or suppressed. Conflict as developmental nutrient. In traditional frameworks, conflict is often seen as a problem to be resolved. But in complexity science, conflict is a signal, a sign that a system is alive and adapting. It is the raw material from which new structures emerge, like the turbulence that shapes a river's path. This aligns with dissipative structures, where systems maintain order by continuously dissipating energy, e.g., citation needed. Prigogine's work on dissipative structures. Conflict, in this view, is the friction that keeps the system from stagnating. It is not something to eliminate, but to metabolize, to transform into new forms of organization. Self-organization and autopoiesis. Systems that are truly alive, whether cells, ecosystems, or human societies, are autopoietic. They self-generate their own boundaries and identity, e.g., citation needed. Maturana and Varela's autopoiesis. A cleared aperture is a state where you allow these natural processes to unfold without imposing rigid structures.
For example,
in relationships, conflict often arises when autopoietic boundaries clash. Instead of forcing harmony, we can learn to dance with the tension, letting it shape something new. In organizations, conflict can signal that old hierarchies are no longer serving the system's needs. Clearing apertures means allowing new structures to emerge organically. The law of attraction revisited. People often speak of the law of attraction as a force that draws in what you desire. But Lila reveals a deeper truth. Attraction is not about pulling, but about aligning, like a surfer riding a wave, neither resisting nor forcing, but flowing with the current. This alignment happens when apertures are cleared. Cosmic, the vast patterns of reality, e.g., self-organization in nature. Ridiculous, the quirks and humor that arise when rigid structures dissolve. In cleared space, both are the same size, and play becomes the mechanism. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Conflict is not your enemy. It is your alchemy. 2. Self-organization is the dance of the possible. 3. Cleared apertures let reality flow through you, not against you. 4. Evolutionary intelligence is not control, but participation. 5. Pain is a signal, not a sentence. 6. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size in cleared space. 7. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of the system. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, the pattern observer. Practice. For 1 week, spend 5 minutes daily noticing patterns. In nature, e.g., how clouds or rivers form. In social interactions, e.g., how groups self-organize in conversations. In your own thoughts, e.g., recurring themes or shifts in perspective. Reflection. Where did you see order emerging from chaos? Where did resistance arise? 2. Deepening. Conflict as nutrient. Practice. Take a current conflict in your life, personal, professional, or systemic. Instead of seeking resolution, ask, what is this conflict trying to teach me or the system? How might it be a signal for growth? Reflection. Write down 3 ways this conflict, could be a developmental nutrient. Share with a trusted friend if safe. 3. Advanced. Mapping autopoietic boundaries. Practice. Map your own or a system's autopoietic boundaries, e.g., relationships, teams, or communities. 1. Identify the boundaries that define you or the system. 2. Note where these boundaries are rigid or flexible. 3. Experiment with slight adjustments. How do they shift when you let go of control? Reflection. Where do your boundaries feel most alive? Where do they resist change? How can you clear apertures to allow for new emergence? Citations. Bateson, Gregory. Steps to an Ecology of Mind. Chandler, 1972. Prigozhin, Ilya, and Isabel Stengers. Order Out of Chaos, Man's New Dialogue with Nature. Bantam Books, 1984. Citation needed for specific claims about dissipative structures in conflict transformation. Maturana, Umberto R., and Varela, Francisco J. Autopoiesis and Cognition, The Realization of the Living. D. Rydell Publishing Company, 1980. Santa Anna, Emmanuel. Citation needed. Check for specific works or references Tolcast, Living Systems, and Developmental Theory.